couple of players saying that Ben has lost the locker room. You have been pretty outspoken in saying that's not the case. Is that still, you still subscribe to that?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, being around a long time, I feel like if you lost the locker room, you know, it'd be a lot more that's being done around here. You know, I still see guys going out, practicing hard and paying attention, taking notes in meetings. So if you lose the locker room, man, you're not going to do that. Most people.
Have you been in a situation where the locker room has been lost and you know the difference?
Yeah, I was in a similar situation, you know, dealing with that when I was in Philly. You know, it was tough times down there. But, you know, I definitely don't feel like the locker room is lost. Mm-hmm.
As one of the team's defensive leaders, veteran leaders, do you have to, you know, address this with the rest of the guys, these anonymous statements?
It depends on if you see an effect. You know, right now it's just speculation, it's just out there. You know, if you hear locker room talk of it, you know, you time in. But if it's just something that's just out there, I don't say nothing about it.
How much of a problem, though, do you have if guys are anonymously around the coach?
I mean, I'm big on man-on-man talk. You know, at the end of the day, we all young men. You know, if you got a problem, you say it. So if it's being behind the back and then being out there, then that is a problem. You know, I'd rather you just bring it to the front. Just come out and say what you got to say.
As a supporter of Ben, as you've been outwardly, how much does it bother you that this is taking place here?
It bothers me a lot because, not for the simple fact that it's messing up the football. You know, I don't really get into the other stuff. It's we losing focus of what we here for, and that's to play football. And you can see it out there, man. We 1-8. Shit, we worrying about other things. We need to get the football right first.
Are there more fines this year?
More fines? See, I don't know. I ain't trying to get them. You know what I mean, I took mine on the 10, so I don't do well with them fines. So I don't know.
Watching the film of Sunday's game, do you think guys checked out at all?
Nah, man, I think it was just like one of them games, man, where everything that could go wrong went wrong. You know, every time you made a mistake, they found it. I mean, every time, man. And, you know, you got to give credit to the other team. They dang sure found it, and it spoiled us a lot. You know, I think, I dang sure don't think nobody quit, though.
Nah. Coach Stein said it was embarrassing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're a player, that's all most people talk about is, man, getting put up 51 points on them. If you're a defender, man, that's not good at all. You got to be embarrassed, but, you know, you get a chance to go out there Sunday. So if you go out there and get embarrassed again, something ain't right. Then you start asking questions, where are we here mentally? But when something like that happen, man, if we don't go out and don't look like we flying around with fire on our head, man, then something wrong.
Looking at the 49ers, can you take advantage of a young quarterback?
Oh, no. I mean, he's young, but if you look at him, man, they put him around smart decisions, safe throws, and he does that real well. And then he got a back in the backfield that helps him out a lot, too, and he's pretty good.